Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back hurts like very, very bad. Mama tried to pop it, but like she stepped in my ribs and it hurt. Hi guys, welcome to our podcast, The Cunning Buffoons. My name is Dylan, as you know.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Mark.
Twain.
Oh, just Mark.
Mark Twanger.
It's too early in the morning.
So what's up with your back?
Just hurts.
Where?
Upper body, like upper shoulder area. Mm-hmm. And a little bit like close to the rib cages up down here.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Just been like that for like a couple weeks now.
Couple weeks?
Yeah.
Bro. The one time we don't have a producer to swap our dadgum camera and we're going to sink every one of them.
Do you remember? We can at least say we did.
Was it like hurting after jiu-jitsu one day? Was it you just woke up and was like, ah, shit, I'm old? I mean, it happens.
It's probably both.
That's kind of how like that's how getting older works.
Yeah.
Like you're fine and you're young and everything's great. And then like one day you just wake up and you're like, oh. God, what happened?
Well, after what's-his-name accidentally put his knee into my rib cage, that's when everything kind of started hurting. But like,
is it like a twingy pain?
No, or constant.
Just like a dull ache constantly?
Yeah.
Okay, you probably bruised a rib. I ripped two out of the cartilage like first couple months.
Well, if that's a bruised rib, then there's something else going up here in the shoulder then.
You may be just retarded.
What do you do at work?
Just stand there.
Do you bend over and move your arms a lot?
Yeah.
Probably should start doing like shoulder exercises and stretches. And
thing is, I've done that forever, so I don't know why all of a sudden it's...
Well, that's also something you don't realize. Like, you've done it forever, but how many years have you been working there now?
2 years.
2 years?
For sure.
Okay, so when you first went in there, you were used to like me and Malachi. Like you'd done a lot of heavy duty work, but it was always something different. So you was always working different muscles. Mm-hmm. When you get used to a very repetitive job, like I had trouble with this when I started at the factories after about 5 or 6 years at the factories. Like all the muscles that you build doing all the random movements you do in construction and mechanics and all that, you start to lose those. And then you go to do something.
You know what I forgot to tell you? When he pulled a Dylan working on that Dodge. He tried to put the calipers on without putting the rotor on.
Yeah, man, there was nothing there. I was like, loop-de-doo, where the hell did this thing go?
Look, yeah. It happens, all right?
It does.
Hey.
You're like, no, at least we knew. I was like, something doesn't look right with this picture.
Yeah, but you bolted it on. You guys put the calipers on the mounts, just clamping air. New Bluetooth freaking brakes, you know.
It would have worked.
So I'm wanting to come up with you guys
$400 million.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. You know, no, I was wanting to do a find one of my old welding leads, you know, and then put a couple capacitors in there and a little battery, where it would have just enough juice to weld for like 3 seconds, like a spot weld, and then be able to hand it to people and be like, here, try my new Bluetooth welder, and go over there and mess with the machine and be like,
I think it'll be fun. I think we should do it. You're going to do it, though.
I'm just Mark.
You're just Mark? You're just Mark? Okay.
Well, hi, Mark.
That's what every time Adam asks me a question, or like one of his customers asked me something, you know, what do you think about that? I'm like, dude, I'm just the guy in the, today I'm in the blue shirt. I'm just the guy in the blue shirt. That's all I am. I am an idiot here to pick up, hold, and weld when needed. Dude, you haven't run that big freaking welder generator he has, have you?
What? The only welder generator he has?
No. He's got one that, he's got a big one he uses for arc gouging.
The trailer?
The big brown one sitting on the trailer over there.
Red?
No. His is red. He's got a big brown one there also that he uses sometimes. It's a friend of his.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, but he got it for arc gouging. And, you know, the little one, you start welding, you know, and it starts going louder and everything. This big one never goes off of idle. Like, he had it hot enough for a 5/32nd rod, one of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
That he hit the rod, it melted a half-inch solid round rod, like in a thousandth of it. I mean, it's melted right through it. And the machine never changes idle. Like, it just sits there. The thing's a monster. And have you done the arc gouging?
No.
You need to play with that. That is fun. You know what arc gouging is, don't you?
Sure. It's like gouging the arcs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they said art.
Well, like, you know.
I was like, art, yeah.
You know, stick welding, yeah. Right? It's the same as stick welding, but instead it's got like a carbon rod.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's got air on it. And, dude, it turns everything into molten metal and just blows it freaking everywhere. The only problem is you got to be really careful. Because it's for, like, cutting the welds out, for, like, getting stuff apart.
Yeah.
But, you can, like, cut way further than the weld really easily. So you go to arc gouge, and you're like, all right, I got about a half inch of weld. And you're like, why is there a hole in my plate?
It happens.
Happens all the time.
Just go with it.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
You just arc gouge everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I didn't have one of those rods on when I caught the lead and the dadgum stinger with my thumb at one day. The ground went to drop, and I reached down like this to catch it. But at the same time, I had caught the rod, just the rod, and clamped it like that, and it arced on my thumb. And I was like,
pretty rookie mistake.
So did you tell him about
could've
the...
Could me.
Yeah, me either.
Sorry.
That's what happens when you work all night. So you're going to be flip-flopping shifts?
You're an idiot. So next week you start.
First shift. Then 2 weeks, and then go back to night shift. But my understanding, I'd be perfectly fine with just doing night shift for like a month.
I don't know. Now see, I used to do that. Like I did Monday and Tuesday, 3 in the evening to like 1 in the morning. And then I was off Wednesday, and then I did Thursday and Friday, 3 in the evening. No, 3 in the morning to like 1 or 2 in the evening. So it was like a direct flip. And I did that every week. But I loved that because get off on Friday, I'd have Monday is not after Friday, bro. I'd have Saturday, Sunday, and then I'd have all day Monday, too.
I keep trying to figure out how it became Friday. Like
Freya's day.
Like I keep trying to figure out how today became Friday. Like in my head. Like I'm like, what?
I haven't even gone to work this week.
Oh, because we're here?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, we're podcasting, so it has to be Friday.
No, it's not.
I wish it was.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum had to change the dates.
What?
I don't know why we couldn't do it Friday, but.
Couldn't do Friday night.
Couldn't do Friday night.
We're doing a birthday party.
That's
what we gotta go to. Well, you know, when people are in town that you don't see but like once a year,
you
kind of prioritize them.
You know,
I see how it is.
I don't.
Yeah, you get out, all your sisters get grown, right? The twins move off. They're going to be back in town. You'll be like, screw you and everything else. I'm going to go see the twins, right?
No, absolutely.
That's what you say now. If my sister would come into town right now, first of all, I'd be doing an exorcism and like some reverse necromancy. I'd be like, you got to get back in the grave.
Y'all can blame me for that if that ever happens.
Great. We need to do some shorts or find somebody to write the story for us and do a little like, do some YouTube shorts or just a movie of the reversed exorcist. He's got dyslexia.
Heck yeah.
So like they call him and they're all like, what's the Ed and Lorraine Warren? They'd be like, yeah, we called him four times in a row and things just got worse. First it was just Beelzebub and now it's Acrapapapapah. You know, they got weird names. Demons are all like, look at us, we're ancient language.
We could take cunning buffoons at the haunted house pictures.
Let's do it.
He's not coming, but he could.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Haunted house this Saturday.
Oh, that's this Saturday?
It's when we're going. You can come if you want. I don't care.
Yeah. If you don't come, we can always like print out a little 8x10 of your head. Hold it up in all the pictures.
Y'all should do
that. He doesn't want to go because he's too. He gets really scared in haunted houses.
I really do.
I punch people. That's why I don't go in them.
I pee my pants.
You pee your pants? Well, sit out there with us. I'm going because Tasia left. I didn't go last year because we didn't have the big car.
Oh, well, they gave free pizza last year.
Yeah. And Tasia was like, this pizza's amazing. She's calling me at home and I'm sitting here all sad and alone. Everybody's gone having fun. She's talking about this awesome friggin' pizza.
I'm not going to have pizza the one time.
I'm going to go and they're going to be like, it's free peach cobbler. I'm like, nobody wants this slop.
I like the, like, if I get, I don't like the fruit in cobbler unless it's blackberry cobbler. Like, I want the peach cobbler, but I just want the, like, soggy bread.
That's gross.
Well, it's like me. It's like me with cake. Everybody's like, this cake is so delicious. No, and I'm not. Like, give me the icing.
I don't want either. Cake is just nasty.
And peach cobbler's nasty.
No. You like ice cream cake?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Blackberry cobbler's nasty.
No, blackberry cobbler isn't good.
To you?
Well, I'm right, so it doesn't matter.
You are wrong.
Where's the Halloween thingy, my bobber party thing happening? Mansion.
No.
Tomorrow. No. Saturday.
Oh my God. The Halloween party is next Friday.
No, I'm talking, talking about the Saturday thing.
The haunted house
is happening on Saturday at the haunted house.
We're it.
At the haunted
you can
house.
Ride with them.
Yeah, you're welcome to ride with us.
That's why you could drive your bike over here and then
I don't know where it's gonna be.
They have an address and stuff. It's like.
It's
that
in
way,
Silver Point.
Yeah, you go that way, and then you go over yonder.
It's like an hour.
You're then right. You hang a left by over there.
I'll take my bike.
Oh, buddy. About that.
Have you got a title yet?
No. Has he called you?
Yeah, I called him the other day, Saturday, and he said, I'll call you back in 20 minutes. It's been 2 days and a half. We were making bets. I was like, guys, I don't think he's ever going to call back.
We need to just go pick yours up.
I mean, went over over there the other day and he was naming all the stuff he did. And I was like, oh, didn't realize it needed that much.
I don't know. People confuse me.
He confuses me. I need my title.
I'm pretty sure he watches, so.
I need my title. I want to drive my bike.
I'm pretty sure nobody watches.
I'm pretty sure also.
We got 81 subscribers now, though.
Heck yeah.
And then they'll watch an offensive short, or they'll listen to a young kid you say, lick my balls 40 times, and they'll be like, that's it. I can't do this.
You know, subscribe. That's what I'm talking about.
If you take the time to unsubscribe, what are you doing? I cannot do all that.
I do that to a lot of people.
It doesn't take but like a thousandth of a second.
Not even that. You just go to your subscriptions and you just go to other people. All the people you subscribe to, you can just do it from there.
I have a really bad habit of, like, there's people that I like and I want to subscribe to, but it's just so much work to move the mouse down. And
it's not that hard for my thumb.
It's even hard for my thumb. I mean, like, I could hit subscribe, or I could scroll to the next video.
Talk about our shorts.
I do not watch YouTube shorts. I used to, and I would accidentally hit the subscribe button. So I'm subscribed to, like, a bunch of just, like, random goofy YouTube short people.
Go further and, you know, unsubscribe.
I'm not doing all that.
He's not doing that. He'll start a whole new account before he unsubscribes to anybody.
No, I just don't care.
See, I was doing, like, the Facebook reels for a while, and then I kept having, like, a whole bunch of, like, weird stuff showing up in my feed. So I had to go there and hit not interested, not interested, not interested.
Yeah, that's how Facebook is.
And then I looked at my following page, like, what all I was following, and, like, I was following, like, 1,000 people. Okay. And I'm like, how in the heck am I doing this? Come to find out, when I'm scrolling up, I'm hitting the follow with my thumb. So I
think I did that when I started Instagram, accidentally liking videos and all that.
Did you update your Instagram?
I don't know.
Y'all ain't done our Instagram in a long time.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about, little boy.
Little boy. Okay. I see how it is. You wait till the mats.
No, I just go, what no. The freak?
I want the good Instagram back. I keep freaking hitting the search button, because look, it's here now. I keep hitting the search button to go to Reels.
That's something I don't understand. Instagram's been out a long time. Yeah. Just because you do an update, why do you need to change the orientation of the buttons?
Instagram loves it. They like to switch. So on Instagram, like the Reels, it mutes them. It doesn't pause them. So you have to hold it down to pause it. But someone, the guy who programs that, really likes to change it to pause and switch them every, like, week.
It's also the guy who, like, whoever does the messaging, whoever control of that. Sometimes you'll be able to scroll through there and look at all the ones that sent you. Then all of a sudden, you do it, and it's not happening anymore. It just shows you, goes to a different random video.
So you have to, like, you have to hit on the video, watch it. Clear off that video, go to the next one. Sometimes you can just swipe through them all.
There's probably like 4 programmers and they all disagree. And they all take weeks doing the updates and the little like maintenance things. And so like every time a new one gets long, he's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to make it pause. Screw you, Darren.
You know what I'm talking about with the pause and mute. That's so annoying. It changes like...
I noticed that a while back. I was like, I swore. I was like, I'm not going to worry about it because I know exactly what's happening.
It'll pause 1 week. Next week, it'll play it in 2 times if you hold the screen instead of pause it. Right? It's like, what? Like, you can literally hold the corner.
What purpose does that have?
Some certain videos are like...
They'll do slow down videos. People update them and then they'll be like, hold the right corner, and it'll be like, never gonna give you up, and it'll do like the song when it's fast. It's retarded.
Mine's been like edits of like certain stuff.
So people do slow mo and they done it enough that they had to put in a feature to double time it.
No, I made it. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure everybody heard the
I accidentally hit
the absolute failure.
Why are you such a loser?
Yeah. Scared to answer, huh?
I figured he'd say genetics, but, you know.
Apple don't fall far from the tree.
That's one of my favorite, one of my favorite reels or memes or shorts or whatever.
I messed that up so
you really did.
is the guy talking about. He's all fit and ripped. And he's like, see, my mother got together with my father, who are both attractive. And then they made an even more attractive version of me. It's a weight loss video for like getting in shape. He's like, have you tried genetics? He's like, I don't have to work hard. I'm naturally good. Like, it's like, wow, thanks, jerk.
No, thanks, man.
That and the guy who's like, I don't know. Hang on, I'll see if I can find him. You guys talk about something that's not anime.
My favorite is the one where it's like girls at sleepovers. Let's summon demons. Guys at sleepovers. How do these demons keep on getting in? It's my favorite one.
Dylan at the funeral. Why are you digging that guy up? Oh, sorry.
My bad, guys.
So...
Or the other favorite one is, today, guys, we're doing an unboxing. He's at a grave and hits the box. Wearing a plague doctor mask.
Oh, hang on. This one. Sorry. It'll take me a while. Keep talking. And we need this.
Yes.
So basically,
Malachi sucks.
Are you coming for when's Saturday?
You'll get it out of it.
I should get it out.
Probably not.
You should get it out. What she said.
Well, I'm gonna have your mom send me a picture of little you, and we're gonna print it out.
Mm-hmm. For what?
For podcast photos.
Oh, I'll update the website. I'll put a little baby Dylan on there.
It's fine by me.
10-year-old Dylan.
It's fine by me. I have no problem with it. I'll come here with my beard shaved off next week then.
Please.
I want to build that mousetrap. Little slow guillotine. I'll find a video here in a minute. Or I won't, because it's been a while. Y'all have that trouble?
He won't find it.
No.
Why y'all got to be so rude?
I can never find them, so.
The problem is I always...
You killed any deer? You killed any deer with your bow? It's your bow season?
Yeah. I killed deer with my bow.
Do you even have a bow?
Yep.
It's like, don't you do, don't you? But it's like pathetic.
Mm-hmm. You got a tiny crossbow, too.
I mean, we got like 6. I'm sure we could set you one up.
I don't like bow hunting. Never tried it.
Well, then how do you know if you like it or not?
Seems boring.
It's kind of hard.
Don't you have to usually chase
it'd
it
be,
down?
It'd be easy in your stand.
Yeah, the only problem is that I would have to open those long windows.
Oh, no. You'd have to open a window.
You wouldn't have to.
No, I don't think I can shoot out of you.
Are you smart enough to stick the arrow tip outside the window?
I don't know.
Because unless you're pointing at the ground, you can stand
up. I might not
up.
Be, bro.
You can...
I might be a little bit dumb.
As long as you point the arrow outside the window.
No.
Too dumb
no.
for that.
You can shoot through the window.
Through it? What?
Mm-hmm. We just shoot straight through it. Doesn't change the path of the arrow. It will actually like just meld itself through the window. And then.
You got that. Can you record while you do that though?
Yeah.
Okay. Do a slow-mo and.
You're going to see my foot probably come up to record my foot.
Recorded your foot. Why would you do that?
Record with my foot.
Oh.
Weirdo.
No. I thought you was going to try to get on one of them websites.
Good.
I mean, if it starts making money,
yeah, it gets me like millions of dollars. Yeah, I'll do it. Zero hesitation. Someone just got to tell me to take pictures, and they'll pay me, and I'll be like, yeah, I'll do it. Why not?
They'll just tell you to take pictures, and they'll pay you. So apparently, I don't know where this really is. Don't know. Don't understand. I don't get it.
Kids these days.
Days of these kids.
Amen.
You act like you worked all night or something.
That's what he said earlier.
No, I said quit acting like you worked all night.
I used to love night shift.
I do too, but it didn't help that I woke up like 4 yesterday.
There's less people
just
there.
Didn't go to sleep again.
All the bigwigs are gone.
I put both my earbuds in and I just work.
No, you don't. You can't have earbuds in at work.
Well, the crazy thing about night shift is...
Can't stop me on night shift, son.
You, like when problems arise, right?
Yeah.
When something goes wrong on day shift, you got 2 or 3 supervisors, a manager, an engineer, a mechanic down there looking at it, and they're all staring at it and trying to figure out how to fix it. You know, on third shift, a problem arises, like, you're like, okay, I'll fix it. And you fix it, and nobody's in your way. Seems like day shift, everybody wants to think about everything too much. Well, how are we going to do this? Well, I'm going to back my dually through the factory. You're going to take a forklift. You're going to take them racks apart. You're going to put them on my dually. Then I'm going to drive them out of the factory. Then I'm going to paint the floor, throw fans on it, and have it dry before the tour gets here in the morning. You can do that. I wouldn't have told you I could if I couldn't.
Only thing that might stop me is if the machine breaks down. Because after that, I'm like, crap.
Well, that's a mechanic problem. You just go get the mechanic. But fix my crap, bro.
Or just go to a different machine.
Well, on night shift.
Just go kick somebody else off their machine. Hey, go run my machine for a minute. Why don't you break my crap, bro?
Well, on night shift, there's nobody else.
Is it just you?
Yeah. Well, there's 4 of us, but I'm the only one doing what I'm doing.
So he just goes off on another machine. Ain't that
there is no other machine.
It is the only machine.
Well, right now it's the only. Well, we got 2, but it's
the other one's broke. You broke the other one?
No, I didn't break it. I walked in and I was like, why is it torn apart?
Why are all these pieces just like laying just on the ground?
Maintenance or like?
What do you mean?
Or they just decided to tear it apart for no apparent reason?
No, somebody got it. I think somebody messed it up. I can't remember what happened to
it. You think somebody messed it up? Well, I mean, it's broke.
Well, I noticed when I was running it that one time, which was like last week sometime.
He's like, I noticed that every part that come out of it was messed up.
No.
But I just threw them in a rework pile and went on about my business.
No. So it was missing, like, because it's an expander. So take rods and push through the coil and all that. It was missing a, figure out what they're called, but they hold the rods up and kind of like help guide it in a little bit.
Mm.
It was missing
guides
one.
That rod in.
It was missing one. So every time it was missing the one, it would like pop up and look like wanting to bend.
Mess so everything up.
What I'm guessing is when it bent that one time for day shift, messed up pretty bad.
It happens. It happens.
No, because it didn't happen to me. Yes, I bent 10 rods. We don't talk about that.
Well, it was awesome to watch, but I hated having to clean it up was the when I worked at Sanford. And they'd be making the Sharpies, right? And there's a little reservoir and ink in the barrel. And a little needle goes in and it shoots so much ink in it, right? Well, there's all types of sensors everywhere that tell it if there's not a barrel there. But the sensor is like 5 markers back. So if the barrel gets tossed out because something goes haywire, once it passes that sensor, it won't stop. But that needle's got a lot of pressure behind it. So when it comes out and there's no marker there, it just goes, and the whole machine's covered in whatever color ink.
Huh.
Or if there's a like barrel, or no, is it a barrel? Yeah, I think it's a barrel. But there's no reservoir in it, like the little, it's like this little fibrous crap in there. But if there's not one of those in there, it goes in, and then the pressure of the barrel makes it like shoot like 20 foot behind the machine.
Heck yeah.
But when it would fire without it, like you'd hear, "Dadgummit!" And you look over and there'd be just ink everywhere.
But y'all had the stuff to clean all that up, right?
Mostly. Yeah, like we had to, like, yeah, we got alcohol and all the stuff to clean it up, but it's still a lot of ink.
Yeah.
And like that.
Are you
that,
talking about like the inside of a Sharpie?
Yeah.
A little like plastic goop reservoir thing.
Uh huh. If it's not in there, it just that barrel just becomes a focusing nozzle for the ink spray.
A 50 cal.
Yeah, 50 cal ink spray. And, like, I used to think we made messes, like, at the manufacturing plant. But, like, then when I moved and went down to the ink plant, like, I didn't even know what a mess was until I went to the ink plant. I'm sitting there working on a filter pod one day, and it's pumping. And I'm not necessarily working on a filter pod. I was cleaning up underneath it where there's a little bit spilt. And, I mean, this thing's 12 inches around and 2 foot tall. And you put these big, thick bags in them. You put the lid on. You screw it down, you know. And it's got air-powered diaphragm pumps on it. These things are stout. Well, I'm over there cleaning up, and I got another guy drumming for me. So he's drumming. Well, he shuts that drum off, and I hear just the slightest little, and I'm like, what is that? Next thing I know, the whole top of this filter pod blows off, and it shoots a like spray of ink out of the side of it, just a little lead like that, directly in line with me. And there is a stretched out like shadow of no ink where I am, and then a 20-foot spray of ink and like a perfect silhouette of me.
Heck yeah.
And I mean, it was a thousandth of a second.
Sounds fun, actually.
And then they had a hose one time, because like you got the hose coming from the pump going over the drum. They had a section of hose that was bad, and they knew it. But they're like, we got to use it up. So you'd be drumming. You'd look down, and there'd be a big bubble forming in the hose. And you're like, well, what do I do with this crap? First couple times, it pops, blows, ink goes everywhere. After about 20, 30 times of it, you get used to it. And you're like, bubble. So you grab the bubble, throw it down in a 5-gallon bucket, stab it real quick, cut the pump off, cut the hose off, redo the whole hose, start again. 5 buckets later, you're like, well, here comes another bubble. You stab it. We've done that for weeks. Instead of just them buying a new hose, they're like, well, we know it's bad. We're just going to use it up. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, that does sound pretty dumb.
Management is not that smart in anything, in my opinion.
Sometimes they are. I think it was not really that they didn't want to order new, because they had a couple rolls of new. I think they just wanted to watch us make messes and then laugh at us while we cleaned them up.
And then complain when you don't clean it up.
No, no, there's no not cleaning it up.
There can't be.
The worst two inks in the entire building to make are Eraser Mate, you know, a little that you draw and then you can erase the ink pens, and then ball pen ink. The two nastiest daggum inks in there. Because, like, you've broke a pen, like a ball pen pen. You know how, like, everywhere the little tiny amount of ink gets in there? Now imagine a 55-gallon drum of it.
What's a ball pen?
Just like a normal pen.
Like this?
Yeah. Break that little reservoir open. Watch how far all that ink can go. It can cover a lot of area. I think like one barrel would make like a million pens or something. Like it was ridiculous of how far that ink would go. And then the Eraser Mate ink is like basically rubber, but like real thin. So like if you step on a little dollop of it, it's all over the factory. There's a little dot. All over the factory.
But it's eraser, so that's okay.
It does not clean up that easy when it's thick. Like, it doesn't dry right when it's thick.
It should.
Your mama wants a picture of her gate.
What gate?
The gate we're working on.
You didn't build the gate.
Dude, that is a gate.
No. That's a gate?
No, you're a gay. It's a gate.
I said gate.
Oh, you haven't done the gate.
I thought it was a dinosaur.
You haven't done the gate.
I'm working on the gate.
I thought it was dinosaur legs. I don't know why.
Try to remember to get me some box tops.
They're going to have music playing in the background.
No, we're going to have...
What is that?
Everything was going awesome until the stinking Fire Bros attacked.
Oh. That's the wrong show, bro.
Fire Bros?
He's talking about Avatar.
Yeah.
It's the wrong show.
Secret Tunnel!
Wrong show, bro.
I was actually thinking of the Halloween theme. What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
Avatar beat.
You ask people if they've seen Avatar, and they're like, the movie with the blue people? And you're like, just go away.
That movie sucks.
Just go away.
I like it.
It was not a bad movie, but it was kind of like the Beatles to me. Like, it had so much hype, and everybody's like, it's so amazing. Like E.T. E.T.'s the best movie. No, E.T. sucked.
Never watched it.
Me either.
Exactly. That's how bad. They're like, the little alien's amazing. I'm like, it's a little fat, dumpy-looking dude. And it's all like, look at my glory finger.
I told Mama that. She's like, did I fail you as a mother? I was like, no, I'm pretty sure you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, you didn't miss nothing.
I watched Ghost Rider, Hellboy, Transformers. That's all I needed.
Ghost Rider. Oh, that's a classic.
I like that. That was probably my favorite. Hellboy's good, too.
Eh, Hellboy's all right.
First one. Only the first one. Second one's all right. But
only the first one, he says. Why?
I like the first one. It's the best one.
Have you seen Inglourious Basterds?
I don't think so.
You need to finish it.
Well, I have Netflix until November.
Dadgummit. Why not till November?
Because she paused it for a month.
Why?
She doesn't have a job.
Why didn't she just ask me for the money?
I don't know.
I started watching the Guinness show about the Guinness family. I got halfway through one episode. I come back to finish it. It's like, Netflix. And Netflix does not just immediately say your account's not active.
It lets you hit the episode.
It lets you go in, look around, scroll through everything, pick your episode, and click it. And it's like, oh, yeah, there's a problem. You can't watch our crap. Go away.
I don't know. Aaron, like, went down price because you can do that now, apparently. And, like, certain movies you can't watch.
Yeah, I hate that.
So what? I went in there looking
for
a movie.
Yeah, you can on ours, too. They're crazy. On there, but they're locked because they can't watch. They can't play with ads or something.
That's retarded.
It's okay. We don't get ads on Disney Plus, though.
So. I don't watch much Disney Plus.
Disney Plus has everything now.
They got Hulu, Disney.
That you can watch anime on Disney Plus.
Well, I mean, it's Disney, so why would they not have anime on there?
Heard they're trying to make, I think it was them trying to make an anime for like all the princesses and all that.
They're trying to make up for all the money they've lost doing a bunch of woke bull crap.
Well, no, they noticed Demon Slayer made like, what, $500 million? Something like that.
They noticed that good shows made money.
And they were like, hey, maybe we should try this.
Maybe we should try doing some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it might be good, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I watched 28 Days Later on it.
I'm waiting for Welcome to Deary.
I don't know why they're putting it's so stupid.
What?
Why is Jujutsu Kaisen on Disney Plus?
Because they're trying to get as much viewership
what?
As they can.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, when Kaiju number 8 season 2 come out?
Like a while ago.
Oh. I just.
Have you? Did you watch season 1?
I watched season 1.
Yeah, me either. I haven't either. It's not. I don't know.
We need the next season of Vinland Saga.
Yes.
ReZero.
Yes.
Maybe.
Frieren.
Yes.
There's another one in there. And I need a few more shows like Castlevania or Blue Eyed Samurai.
Well, Castlevania sucked.
Castlevania was good.
I enjoyed Castlevania.
Castlevania, then watch The Blood of Zeus.
I've seen most of The Blood of Zeus. I haven't watched it all.
And then the other one with his kid.
Castlevania was trash.
No, it wasn't.
Hot take.
It's a terrible hot take.
Hey, Dylan. Yeah. Come here. Come here.
I bought it in a bulk pack the other day.
Castlevania. Who wants a happy ending? It's so unreal. How is he alive?
That was phenomenal.
How is he alive?
Because he's a Belmont, all right? Bro, he's a. Excuse my language, he's a fucking Belmont.
Yeah, don't talk about Trevor like that.
He sucked at fighting through, like, the whole show.
That was the purpose of it. He's like, eh, screw it, I'll just get beat up and keep going. He sucked at fighting.
It wasn't terrible until the end.
He whooped ass the whole time.
It was not bad until the end.
Especially when he got that Morningstar, like,
when
mace
he,
out.
When he gets to the end and it's like, okay, this is good. He sacrifices himself to save everyone else. This is the ending you want. This is the heroic ending. And then he's just back. It's like, what? He already made his wife thing. He already made
his
her
wife thing. Whatever that wife thing
she's
is.
Already mourning. Like,
it was so weird because I'm pretty sure she was pregnant in that moment, if I'm correct.
Yeah, she had a little Trevor Belmont. Got a little baby.
It was weird.
Have you seen Blue Eyed Samurai?
I started like the first episode.
It's good.
What's
finish
Blue
it.
Blue Eyed Samurai.
It gets a little weird in certain sections.
It happens. You just gotta.
Yeah. It's not like high school D&D weird.
As long as you know it's DXD, not D&D.
Yeah, I was like, high school D&D, we're going to go with it, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm going D&D.
As long as you're not watching it for that reason, it's okay.
Exactly.
Not high school D&D or DXD, but
what?
If you're watching high school DXD, you're just a gooner. There's no other.
Like I said, I'd listen to it.
I've heard about
it. Like, when I was working at the office, I'd listen to most of it. Because, like, it'd be playing, like, in the background. It'd be minimized or whatever when I was doing paperwork. And then I went to watch a few episodes and was like, holy crap, fan service. This is, like, normal anime meets hentai.
Like, all of freaking Fire Force almost.
Listen, Fire Force is not that bad.
It's can be pretty bad, Malachi.
I've sat and watched a lot of Fire Force with them. I don't see anything.
Well, okay, no,
I've
no,
never seen
why,
them all in a bath
why
bathing
is,
each other.
Why is the cat girl running, and then all of a sudden, her clothes just fall
off? It's her unlucky trip or whatever.
That
the
does not.
It.
It's because she's a cat. Do cats wear clothes? Hell no, they don't.
It's weird, bro.
You watch it.
I do.
Yeah. So quit calling it weird. Quit calling yourself out.
I think the
good though.
The newer animes have gotten better though, because like they'll have a lot of fan service in some of them, stuff like that, and they'll have just full on nudity and craziness. But like the old animes, it would go from like normal anime to hentai all of a sudden, and you're like, why are we doing this? Like they were in a spaceship flying through the galaxy, and now they're at a brothel on some planet all of a sudden. What is this for?
The plot.
The plot. It's the ratio.
They've got to keep the gooners locked.
To me, what makes the difference between normal anime and hentai is the ratio. If you can watch the whole show, but you warn people, like Castlevania, you're like, hey, be careful at the end of whatever season.
Season 3 or whatever.
Yeah, there's some really weird episodes, but there's like one or two really weird episodes. Versus if you have to tell them, hey, don't watch this with women, children, or anybody else around, and this one or two episodes is safe. That's when it's like, okay, that's a hentai. If you have to warn everybody, you're like, this anime is so amazing, but be very careful because every episode gets weird.
Well, like, that's how I warn Cyberpunk with that. I just tell people not to watch it around your mom. Like, you know, because there's one scene where he walks in to get, like, his cyber tech upgraded, and the cyber tech guy is watching VR porn. And, like, it shows what he's watching for, like, what, like, 2 seconds,
something like that.
But that's just the moment your mom would walk in the living room.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So just don't watch it don't watch it in the living room. You know, like it's not like.
I think somehow they build anime to shift.
And that's the only, really, like there's some nudity, but like it's because they like it's part of the plot actually. Like they have to like they're going into the net and they have to be in an ice cold bathtub and that's the only other nudity.
So, like, in real life, if the scenario was you had to get naked for this procedure, you had to get naked. That makes sense. Well, like, the animes were, they're fighting, and they're blowing up, like, planets, but, like, their clothes are still on. No. To me, it's realistic to have them, when they shoot a beam of power out of their hand and it blows up a damn mountain, it should also strip your clothes off. Okay. I'm sorry. Like, in real life, it would.
Good mentality right here.
Well, no, if me and you were fighting and I could blast a blast of energy that would blow up a tree and I hit you with it first.
I thought you were talking about your clothes, the guy who shot the beam.
No.
I was like, this is straight goo.
No, I got to take my clothes off to shoot my power beam. I'm going to use that on your mama tonight. Come here. Got to shoot my power beam.
I thought you were saying, like, when you shoot it, your clothes get pulled off. I'm like, what?
When you get hit by this massive blast, like, you're taking it full. It just disintegrated a
tree.
My
thing is, like, Fairy Tail is one of the girl's powers is literally armor. She can transform and shape armor and just, she has armor. Like, any kind, she has different types, like, levels. That's her ability. She can pull weapons and armor out of nowhere. and suit up, right? Why does her armor get blown off every fight?
Because she's not the best at it.
It's literally this much cloth. You know who recommended me that? Your oldest child. She's like, it's just a little weird. Holy fan service.
It's just a little weird. Have you ever listened to the book she listened to?
Super fan service. Like, I'm talking like, this makes Fire Force look like a joke. When people say, when people bring up fan service and they're like, bringing up these, I'll be like, have you seen Fairy Tale? You don't know what fan
service is.
Have
you seen AOT Naked Titans?
You also have to worry about the genre, too.
Fairy Tale's a shonen, isn't it?
Well, no, I'm talking about the genre of what is fan service to you. Because, like, TV show fans and, like, Supernatural fans and stuff like that, like, fan service to them is when they bring back a character that was dead.
No. Fan service is big yitties.
Which, I mean, and why do you think anime is so popular?
And unnecessary clothes being disappeared, like... The thing is, like, Japanese are modest, but at the same time, they're not.
No, they are not at
all. So they'll, like, blow off everything, but, like, this much cloth.
Or it'd be a cloud.
Yeah, and it's like, what are we doing? Just leave their clothes on.
Not in a lot of the original, like, old school animes, there was no strip.
And then, like, Fairy Tail just got so boring towards the end.
I mean, they're running out of stuff.
So boring.
I'm at AOT right now. I got the last three episodes, and it's like one's 1 hour, one's another hour.
No,
one's 2 hours.
AOT, just got to lock in.
I'm locking in tonight. I'm going to watch the first one, and I'll watch the second one, and I'll watch the third
one. Tonight? At work?
Yeah.
No wonder your machine's broke.
Yeah, I got to sit there and watch AOT.
No, like, why aren't your machine running? I had to use the power cord for my phone. I'm watching AOT.
No, I was going to watch one of them last night, but I was like, oh, I got like 30 minutes. I'm going to start another one. So I started Bungo Stray Dogs. So good, pretty good. So far, pretty good.
You started another anime?
I'm almost done with with AOT. So
it's like, I only got 30
One Piece.
Minutes left. Don't start One Piece.
You did.
You're going to start One Piece.
I'm like episode 100.
Why?
Everyone's starting
like
One Piece.
1,200 friggin'
because
episodes.
I came to
but
the
it's
conclusion,
peak. It's
I
peak.
I came to the conclusion last night. I was like, man, when the One Piece gets revealed, I'm gonna have to ignore every. I can't get on Instagram.
I don't know if I want to watch an anime that has more cross-dressing villains than a drag show. Every time I would come in and sit down and watch an episode with you, the villain would be like this big dude in a dress.
The only thing I don't understand, how they get so big?
That's just genetics, trust.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, trust. Because wasn't Big Mom, like, small, skinny, and, like, not that tall, and all of a sudden she's, like, fat?
And then
and
she got the
long.
Name Big Mom.
I don't know how that happened.
Had, like, 130 kids.
Dang.
Yeah, that kind of changes your body a little bit.
I should have called her Ho Mom.
And that, every time, like, she would just kill her husbands after. She just wanted the kids. She didn't want the tie down. And that's how they were the Big Mom Pirates.
It takes like a year to have a baby.
It takes 9 months. But yeah,
right, which is right around a year.
Not really, but okay.
Okay. 9 months, then you're going to have 3 more months of recovery.
Not Big Mom.
Not Big Mama. She just popping them all out. She's like, I just got one done. Come on, put another one in. That's just strange. 100 freaking kids.
It's ridiculous. Her whole crew was just her kids. That way they have a sense of loyalty.
All those are her crew. Those are all her kids?
Yes, Katakuri. All of them.
I did not know that.
But don't you think someone would find out after a while?
She can bring, she'll like let other people join her crew, but they're not going to be a part of her like main ship.
That's funny. I did not know that at all. That's funny.
And be like, what happened to your last 42 husbands. Oh, they died tragically.
Were her aren't her and Kaido close?
Kaido?
Kaido, sure.
Kaido? No, they were on the same crew. But when they meet in Wano, they try to kill each other at first.
Didn't she die?
I don't know.
There's so many. But yeah, every time I come in there, the bad guy would be like this weird-looking dude. He'd be like all big and powerful, and his legs would look like a little toothpicks.
I don't know who
like
he's
Kuma?
Talking about.
You know Kuma. You know Kuma. Bro's like so massive, but he got small,
or,
thin legs.
Okay, I would sit down for an episode, and it'd be a fight going on, right? And a week later, I'd come back in, and it would be the same daggum fight.
Not
still
watching
going on
with me. I was locked in on One Piece. I would watch.
He complains about Dragon Ball and One Piece. Be like, let's have 20 episodes, be one fight.
I would. What you do is I'd start at like, I go to my room at 9, I'd watch till about 1, then I'd wake up at like 7, or anywhere from 7 to 10. Then you work, and then you come home, you watch One Piece.
See, the thing that was, I'm still on a freaking Crocodile Luffy fight. And that was like,
Alabasta.
And that was like, they fought like 5 times.
Yeah, I just don't.
I'm still not.
That's like the first arc. That's the first serious arc.
Yeah.
I know I'm almost done with it, though. I'm pretty close.
See, I just...
No, I
have a hard time enjoying shows that are that long.
No, you don't. You watched all of Supernatural. It's just as long.
It took me close to 12 years to watch all of Supernatural.
Yeah, but you did it.
Eventually.
Supernatural is just as long. Because the episodes are long.
He's just going to wait until the One Piece is revealed.
That I think that's disgusting. Brandon's always like, I'll watch it when the One Piece reveals.
I don't want to.
What's the point? Now you know the ending. Why would you watch it?
I'm going to have to delete Instagram. Ignore YouTube.
Why don't you just lock in?
I'm going to.
Just watch it right now.
I started Bungo Stray Dogs.
Well, you know what? It ends on a cliffhanger, so you don't even got to worry about that.
Watch it right now. I bet.
See, I enjoyed like Shogun, Fall of the House of Usher.
Boring.
You know, but they're 8-9 episodes, and
the Shogun is not anime.
I tried Bleach. Bleach is not.
Well, no, I'm not talking about just anime. I'm talking about I enjoy shows that are good shows, but like they conclude rather quickly, and like they actually wrap everything up to where it's not a. Oh no, I want the next season.
I started Tokyo Ghoul, but then I heard it was horrible.
I like Tokyo Ghoul. It wasn't too bad.
I don't know. I started it like in 2022.
I started in 2014 whenever it came out.
And I made it through the first episode and I was like, holy boring, snore fest. And then I turned it off.
I might be wrong. I started when it came out.
But the 86 or whatever. Holy boring snore fest. I'm not watching all that. Why are they in robots?
Why don't you just let Tess and Angel pick all your next animes?
No, because they're gonna pick like the Hostess Club or whatever it's freaking called.
Or on Orgies with Your Brother Club or something like that.
They're not really gay, they just do the acts. Oh my gosh.
It's not incest, they just kiss. It's like what? Yes it is.
I started watching the American Horror Stories, not the original. Like where it's like the murder house and like the whole, this one, like every 2 episodes or every other episode has a completely different arc. And this one, it's making fun of influencers and stuff, but they're the bro house and they're all like at the bro house and stuff. And so one of their ideas for their video was they filmed a guy jumping off a bridge and like he kills himself and then they go film the body and everything and they release it. And then all of a sudden, their viewership starts tanking, and people are trying to boycott them and get them, you know, all this stuff. And so the main guy's like, you know what? People like that homo stuff. What's the word? And so, like, they have to Google homosexual because they can't even remember the word. But they're like, oh, it's fine. As long as you say no homo, you can do whatever you want. And so then it shows a whole bunch of, like, you know, the little clips of their show. But they're, like, working out. And he's like, your abs are so ripped. You're such a fine man. No homo. And then after about 5 minutes of this, and one guy's like, you don't have to say no homo. We get it. You're not really gay. But then they're laying in bed, and one of them spills ice cream on the other one's stomach. And they, like, go to lick it off, and he gets a boner. And they're like, what are you doing? And they're like, no homo. No homo. And their viewership starts going even further down because, you know, they're making fun of gay people, and that's probably not going to get you anywhere either. But, like, all their ideas to, like, bring back their viewership are just absolutely retarded. I don't know if I'll make it through the rest of the episode. I may just skip to the next episode. But because right now they're just getting murdered by Santa Claus.
What episode?
You weren't even listening, were you?
Something about homo.
I said no homo.
Called American Horror Stories.
Yeah. Which I really enjoyed the original, like, series and stuff, where they had, like, the Murder House. And then, okay, Malachi, that's a show that has multiple seasons that I enjoyed. But, like, first season's of Murder House.
What show?
American Horror Stories.
Oh.
You would enjoy it, I bet. But yeah. Every season is different.
He's just doing that to annoy you. I swear.
I know.
No, I'm not. I thought you were talking about a different show.
Every season's different. But then later on in the seasons, they have a couple seasons that literally tie every season together. And you're like, whoa, touche. Because I first watching it, I just thought, because I was watching it when the seasons were actually coming out. So I just thought they were all just unique, like different anthology series. And I was like, this is awesome. And then they tied them all together. And I was like, I don't know if they originally intended that or not, but they did a good job.
I like American Pickers.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's fun to watch.
Grandparents.
Shows like
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes, but just like watching.
We got it from, you know.
Shows like that ruined being able to go thrift and shop and buy stuff from people. All of the Storage Wars and all those type shows like ruined a lot of people's.
Storage Wars is horrible.
Ability to make money. Because with Storage Wars, I got a lot of buddies used to buy containers and stuff like that. And they'd go get $100, $500, they'd be able to buy containers. And at that level of money, you can take a risk a lot of times, you know what I mean? But then, like, all the Storage Wars and American Pickers and all that started coming out, and they would go, and people be bidding $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for storage units. And they're like, I can't spend that much money if I don't know I'm going to make at least twice that, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of people, I don't know, people that got too much money and try to get into things. Like, if you've already got a couple million dollars to waste, don't try to get into a new business venture.
Why not?
Don't go price somebody else out of theirs.
Why?
Because it's just rude. Start a different business.
Is it?
Do something different. That'd be like me showing up at your factory and doing your job nine times better than you. Being like, fire Dylan, he sucks.
He did
probably,
that.
You probably could have added Dylan. I didn't tell him to fire him.
You didn't tell him to fire him. Don't fire him. I don't know. I used to hate firing people. But then after a while, it got to where it was just like, all right.
If I ever get a cape big enough to fire people, holy... This Same. Will be amazing. Same. I love being the bad guy.
I'm going to management first.
Well, what gets me a lot of times is they'll fire people that didn't need to be fired, but they won't fire people that need to be fired. I think they're always like, well, this guy messed up. And it's like, yeah, that's the only mistake he's ever made. Well, we're going to fire him. And it's like, Betty Sue over ain't done nothing in 4 freaking years. Fire her. Sorry, I don't really know a Betty Sue, but I'm sorry if your name is Betty Sue and you're at the factory. I hope you work hard.
And you don't
if you don't, they need to fire you. But
yeah,
absolutely.
Why you gotta throw my wrench? I mean socket.
See if I can make it in the trash can.
What? What size is it first?
I think it's a half.
Quarter.
Quarter? Yeah, don't throw it in the trash can. Because you ain't gonna make it in the trash can.
I said
can
a half.
Anyways. Yeah, that's not a happy answer. We need to get you back into fabrication.
I need to make about 6 figures a day. Just can't figure out how to do it.
Well, you get clay, and you make one little figurine, and you make another one. And when you get to 6, you stop.
Kids do this.
Hardy har har.
No, I need money though. I'm freaking flat broke right now.
Same.
Shut up, Dylan. Jump off a cliff.
I need some of my older children to get married and have me some grandbabies. I can't make granddad jokes until I have a grandbaby.
That's true. Malika, hurry up.
No, I said older. No. I said older no. children.
He's pretty old.
I mean, no. According to my timeline, he's geriatric, but you know.
No. Oh, thank you. I have future goals I'd like to complete.
Hey, go for them. But that's why I said some of my older children.
Hey, tell Angel and Tess, it'll be Tess to hurry up.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Tess, I think I might get a child out of one day.
They're going to be terrible.
How do you know?
Because it's Tess.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think she may do all right.
I think her kids are going to be like she treats her cousins.
I hope not.
It is what it is.
Angel's kids?
I'll punt them like little footballs.
We'll be like Finn.
Spazzy? Retarded?
With a mullet?
Mullets.
Spazzy,
he's
retarded.
So retarded looking, little Billy Ray Cyrus dog running around.
Retarded mullet kids. Spazzy, retarded mullet kids is what you're saying Angel's kids will be like.
No, I think Angel's kids would be awesome. I don't think she'll have them, though, because it would take a guy like... I don't know.
It's not happening.
It might. It might one day.
Zero faith.
Yeah, because she died, fool. Jeez.
That's crazy.
We had one faith, and then it got divided by faith, and now it's zero faith.
Fair enough. You got me there.
No, absolutely not. Angel's cooked.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You know exactly what I mean. She scares every guy away she meets.
She does not. I mean, yeah, I guess she does. The problem is, I think it's not that she scares every guy away. I think it's that guys are so used to emotional, crazy women that when they get around Angel, they mistake her calm nonchalantness for being upset or whatever.
Being nonchalant isn't an easy task.
It's not that hard.
No, I don't. I'm not nonchalant once you get to know me, but from like an outside perspective.
All right, here we go. That was way, way too hard.
From like a perspective of if you're just meeting me, I'm probably not going to care who you are. So I'm not going to like act like I do. So it'll be nonchalant is what people think I'm trying to be, but I genuinely just don't care.
We need to work on your rejection skills.
No.
It's okay to say, you know, I'm not interested or no, thank you. You don't have to be like, I would rather die by peeing on a 1,000,000-volt electrical fence than go on a date with you. Like that's, I would cut my hand off and choke myself to death on it before I would take you out to dinner. You can't say stuff like that.
I said one thing.
You ever seen a coyote chew his own leg off?
I say one thing accidentally.
I'm going to do that preemptively.
I do one thing accidentally.
He didn't do nothing accidentally. He was like, I will kill your face.
There's this girl I had no idea liked me, and she wouldn't leave me alone. She kept texting me and be like, you want to call? And I would just like straight one reply, like, no, why, yes, that was it.
Bro, like, goes to the freaking
right, room. And then she was like, and then she brought up something, and I was like, I would never date anyone like you. You're a pick me.
Dang. Yeah, see, kind of harsh.
now she hates me.
I would hate you too.
Be like, why are you chewing on your arm? I'm just going to go ahead and chew it off right now. I'm not even going to get caught in a trap. Take it.
I didn't know she liked me.
It's because you're oblivious.
Well, no, girls don't like me.
Boy, beat all them camps. Hang on, Dylan. You've been around him long enough, right? He gets around girls. All he does is smile. And they're all like,
girls don't like me.
I don't know. There's only one right now, so I don't know, bro.
Well, just because he only gives his attention to one don't mean other ones don't want his attention.
I don't know. I plead the fifth.
She got running count.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what that means.
Did we find
him? Hey, I think we found him.
Find what?
Romeo and Winston.
Oh, the, put them on a random different piece of paper?
Yeah.
Don't do the books at any company. We lost $1,000,000. We didn't lose it. It's on one of these pieces of paper somewhere. Freaking post-it notes everywhere.
It's on my paper going to my bank account.
That's called embezzlement, and it's illegal. No.
If they're making $1,000,000 a day, every hour,
$1 million a day every hour. Okay, so they're making $24 million a day. Good.
That's
Lord.
Not how that works.
If they're making $1 million every hour, they're spending $900,000 every hour.
They're not gonna notice $1 million gone.
I think they would notice.
You got $1,000 in your bank account. I take $100 out. You gonna notice that?
Nope.
Yeah, you are.
Dylan John doesn't like, check his bank account.
You don't check your bank account?
Check it every now and then.
Must be nice to be young and every blue moon. Have no bills. And
I have bills. Just that I know I can pay them, so I just usually don't.
Yeah, but you don't have
his
a house
His bank is
payment.
So retarded. He just walks in there and says, I'm Dylan Murdoch. And they just, like, open his account up.
That's the way my bank does me.
They kind of know me.
That's why I go to certain tellers. And I'll have tellers be like, oh, I'm open, sir. And I'll be like, no, I'll wait on him.
They're like, so, last four digits Social Security. I'm like, crap. I'm like, let me text my mom real fast.
You don't
I
have
guess,
your socials?
I don't remember the last four, no.
You don't have the paper?
My mom was in the safe.
You should have your Social Security number memorized.
I don't.
What's so bad about having your socials with you, and why does everyone make it such a big deal?
A lot of people can't keep up with them, and also with your social, people can steal a lot of your information.
Who's robbing me?
Well, I mean, if they get your wallet, and then they're smart enough. But most people that are going to steal your wallet are just going to take cash out of it and leave. Or they're going to take my wallet, they're going to try to spend money on my debit cards, and be like, shit, this dude's broke.
I'm going to put $10 in here for him.
Yeah. That's like my little Red Ranger. Somebody was like, you just leave the keys in it? I'm like, trust me. Somebody, if they stole that car, by the time I got out of Walmart, they would bring it back with $20 and an apology note. Sorry, you got to drive this thing. It was missing third gear. Second gear was half out, and you had to kind of like bang it into second because the shift forks were bent. It drove on three cylinders. Like, clutch was almost completely out. Sandusky jumped in it one time. I was like, I'm going to run down the road. I'm like, go ahead. Clutch is like, it ain't got a clutch. And he's like, ha-ha. And he gets back about 30 minutes later. He's like, dude, that thing ain't got a clutch at all. I'm like, I told you. Like, you start it with it rolling. And then you just kind of slam through the gears as you go. Oh, how long have you been driving it? Like, at 6 months? That's why you don't notice it doesn't have a clutch when I'm driving, because I'm cheap and broke. I guess I need to change that mentality. I'm not cheap. I don't mind spending money. I just don't have money to spend.
I don't mind spending money either.
Here we know.
He says, he's like, I don't ever check my bank account. He doesn't realize he actually makes like 20 grand a week.
I wish I did.
They withdraw it.
They're just embezzling it. We pay all our employees $50 an hour. We just tell them they get 15.
I'd be the most happiest. There would be signs that I would have money.
There would be signs. Every time he walked, and what's that game y'all are playing now?
I make terrible money.
The card game.
One Piece.
Yeah, the One Piece cards. Every time he walked, and a One Piece card would be falling out because his pockets just be stuffed full of them.
I make terrible money. I need another job.
You would make great money if they worked you full time.
Give me part time. I don't even work part time. Even if they gave me 4 days a week, I wouldn't be working part time.
Well, that's why I said if they worked you full time. I need money. Get another job.
I refuse to work fast food.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because terrible management. I don't want to deal with people. I'd end up killing someone or violently beating them. And
he's like, I would love to own a restaurant.
No, I will own a little cafe. But see, that's different. That's my cafe.
No, that's true. It is.
I walk in there, you know.
And I walk in there every Saturday getting my free breakfast and all that.
No, I'd want to help cook. I love cooking. I just don't want to be on, like, the fast food cooking.
Can I say I walk in there every Saturday getting my free breakfast?
Bro, whose cafe is this?
Might help cook.
Get this guy out of here.
Might walk out with a free
drink. Get this guy out of my cafe.
Bro. Might go into the register, steal a $20 bill, and walk.
Get this guy out of my restaurant, bro.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why we do this.
Start calling the cops.
Every time he sees me pull in, yeah, he's back.
That's why we do the drive-in. Okay, with the restaurant there. And then you can come work for us, too. You can help me take care of all the grounds.
Just want free food.
You get free food. You can eat while you're there. You get to watch movies with us. We could set up, like, gaming and stuff. We'd have game tournaments on the big screens.
That would be horrible.
I wouldn't be able to freaking work.
That'd be freaking terrible.
I'd be like, who wants a 1v1 me in shooters? Let's do it.
Because, like, holy.
Well, think about it. If you had, like, three screens, like the one over in Estill Springs, right? And you were able to do, like, a four-man team on this screen, a four-man team on this screen, and a four-man team on this screen. And do, like, the old school where they're just, like, straight LAN to each other. It's not online. But you could do, like, elimination tournaments. But that way, like, your whole team would have one screen. Now, granted, your quarter of the screen would be, like, 40 times the size of your TV.
It'd be insane.
But you'd be far enough back, you'd be able to see it all. It wouldn't be like our old projector where you're playing video games and you got to, like, actually look around the daggum screen to see if someone's coming. That was kind of...
Hated that. I played it on a few times.
The Fight Night show?
See, I would... I got good on my projector for some reason. But I don't know. It's so weird because...
You can see a lot more when the screen's that big. You can pick up a lot more detail.
Apex is first person, so I didn't really have that problem because it's not third. So, like, you're just in player's perspective, but it's bigger. So it doesn't really change your effect, if that makes sense. Like, you're – because it's first person, you're not – it's not that much bigger.
Yeah. But what changes it for me in those games is, like, if you're looking at a screen this big and you got a guy off in the distance, right? Like, he's this big on the screen. If you're looking at a screen this big, that guy off in the distance is this big. So, like, it's a whole lot easier to spot further away enemies and stuff.
I'm not blind.
I am.
I like my monitor. It gives me it's quicker reaction time.
I think he's just a little turd.
The graphics are way better, too. The projector graphics got horrible. Yeah, me either. I tried to play yesterday. No, the servers weren't working. I just sat in the connecting, like, I was like, EA's got to work on something.
See, that's why non-online games are better.
I just started reading.
You fire it up, you play through your story mode, you enjoy yourself.
I need to finish Ghost of Yote, but I'm in a mood where I just don't want to play any video games.
I understand.
Right now.
Or if you're on, like, Final Fantasy X, you run around and you race chocobos all day.
Or I could just not.
Hey, I like racing chocobos.
I can actually sit down and watch some shows.
I can't do that either.
I can't do it now.
I can't do anything.
Why not?
I don't know.
You going through like a pre-midlife crisis?
I don't know. Nothing's fun.
I went through that.
Nothing's fun.
I feel that.
If your phone rang right now.
Hey, look.
He got you on that.
We're on the air. Hey, look, we're on the air.
He got you on that one, though.
Hey, we're on the air. Okay.
You can't lie.
Ladies, calm down.
Hey, can't lie.
I didn't say nothing untoward.
Ladies.
I am.
We're on the air. Calm down.
Nothing's fun. All I did was say one thing.
That's all that's fun.
That's all that's fun. That's the only thing joyous in life.
Well, right now.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, don't do the mistake of, like, that being the only thing enjoyable and then all of a sudden being like, I enjoy everything. Because then they're all like, you don't enough me anymore.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got totally lost right there.
I was saying, I have seen a lot of guys, like, be totally into their girl. Right, and that's like all they think about. And then after a while, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, I miss doing all my old stuff. So they start doing all their old stuff, but instead of like balancing it, they just completely ignore their girl.
No, I've been quitting video games like on and off since 2025 started.
Yeah. That's your on and again, off again relationship.
It's like, it's kind of like, I can play, like, if a few friends get on, I can play for like 3 hours max.
I don't want to do that.
I try to get him to sit down and watch an hour and a half movie. An hour and a half, my wife is wasted. I hate. Blah, 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 blah. He's like, I'd sit down and play video games for 3 hours.
You know, you were talking about what video games do. Like, two episodes ago, you were all like, oh, they make your reaction time.
They do. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that's all you can do.
You know,
I said max. I could get on at like 12, and then I could get off at 2 a.m. And I could play all day. Now?
That's only 2 hours.
2 a.m.? No, it's not.
12 to 2? Yeah.
I actually did notice, if I jump back into Apex, it's like I've never lost anything. It's kind of weird.
What do you mean lost?
Like my aim's still decent.
Bro, who put this guy on his pedestal?
It is still decent.
You're not as good as me, bro. Back off. No, I'm just kidding. I got hopped on the other day and I was horrible.
I can still drop more kills and more damage than you.
I don't know. You haven't played with me in a while.
Yeah, we played that one time with, who did we play with? Was it Braden?
We played that one time on the one day with the one people.
It was me and him. It might have just been me and him. I thought it was Braden, too.
Just you and Braden.
Not him.
I don't remember.
Malachi was, he had other things on the brain.
Clearly. I see where I stand.
Yeah, you better.
Oh.
Dylan knows.
That's when me and your mama was dating in high school. Somebody was like, oh, she's got you wrapped around her finger. And I'm like, okay. And they're like,
duh.
Well, you're just trying to insult you. I'm like, do you see my woman? Like, freaking gorgeous. Where's your woman? And they were like, oh.
Non-existent.
Like, you're just jealous because you ain't got a woman. Or the woman you did have proved to be a hoe. That's something I don't understand either, is the whole hookup culture. Never did understand that. Because that's always been around.
That's more like your generation, 2010. My generation's more like Jerkmate and Pornhub.
Oh, we hooking up with old Left Tina.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that why all your generation is blind?
Absolutely.
At least you got good eyesight, you know. Freaking father of mine. Don't be masturbating. It'll make you go blind. He's got glasses that are like this thick. I was like, Daddy. He was like, oh, stop before I went blind. He left the room.
You should probably check the time.
Of what? I know. I got to get up, go over there. I can't just be gang signed.
I don't know how to check the time, so.
Me neither.
I actually have no clue.
Because you guys refuse to learn anything.
I'm just too lazy to get up right now.
Type.
Act like you worked all night or something.
All right.
Quit acting, man.
I'm about to, when I head home, I'm going to call my mama. Because if I go.
Oh, yeah? Call mine while you're at it.
I will.
Why are you calling your mom?
Because I'm 100% going to fall asleep behind the wheel again.
So, we have a slight problem.
Never was recording. Or it froze. Or audio. Which one? It's got to be one of the big three.
Say one of those I'm walking out. I'm not doing another episode of that.
Because I'm way too tired.
No, we're at I love how we've messed up enough episodes that I have a slight problem, and you guys aren't like, dadgummit. You're like, ah, well, poop. No, it's good. You're at lead us out time.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Don't do any of that. I don't really care. And shave your hair.
Heck yeah, bro.
Sounds like a Bob Dylan song.
Bye-bye.